Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and to communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Hello, welcome back, my precious audience. We are continuing in our topic, the second coming of Jesus Christ. It is very important to focus on what the Word of God tells us in the Gospel. I love it. It is so deep, and we need to rely on God, the Holy Spirit, to illuminate our mind, to help us understand deep spiritual truth. And we read in the Gospel according to Jesus' disciple Matthew, chapter 16, "For the Son of Man will come with his angels in the glory of his Father, and will judge all people according to their deeds." We as Christians have been accused by Muslims that we don't care about doing good works. This is not true. Muslim teachers say we depend on the grace of God, we depend on Jesus, we don't care about performing good works. This is totally not true. We are commanded to do good works and good deeds. And as a matter of fact, there is no genuine born-again believer and follower of Christ who does not do good works. Muslims are proud that they pray five times a day, but for us Christians, actually, we are commanded to pray without ceasing all the time. I was talking to my wife a couple of days ago, and she told me that she feels so sorry for Muslims who repeat the same prayer so many times every day. For us as Christians, it's different. For us, everything we feel or we think about, we take it to God through prayer. We surrender our lives, our emotions, our thoughts, our will, everything to God 7 days a week, 24 hours every day. Why? Because this is our life. God is our life. We wake up in the morning and we want to obey Jesus' commandment, the greatest commandment. Love God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind. I wasn't planning on talking about that, but this is important for our Muslim friends to know. The Bible teaches that the Son of God, by coming in the likeness of man, has revealed God to men and has brought men face to face with God. And he will return to judge the earth. Jesus himself declares, "The Father judges no one, but has entrusted all judgment to the Son, that all may honor the Son just as they honor the Father. Whoever does not honor the Son does not honor the Father who sent him." Very important to ask God to reveal to you the truth about who Jesus is. Muhammad said, "Surely Jesus, the Son of Mary, will soon descend among you and will judge mankind justly as a just ruler." Okay, don't you agree with me that the power to judge the world implies ability to search people's hearts and minds and understand the motives behind what they say and do? This means that Jesus is divine being and proves his equality to God the Father. My friend, the truth is God appointed Jesus to be the judge of all people. Of course, we know that God is the judge. Yes. God will judge all people. Yes. At the last day, by Jesus his son. Also notice that God, our Heavenly Father, desires to honor Jesus who came from him. You see, Jesus is united to God in one spirit throughout eternity and eternally have the same divine nature as God. Yet Jesus chose to take upon himself the form of a servant and became a man and suffered greatly to reveal God's love, God's nature and character to you and me. Jesus was despised by many during his life on earth because this was his function, his role, to come and suffer for us, to endure the punishment that we should have paid. But the gospel revealed very clearly that there is one God eternally existing as Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And we'll talk about that more. However, for right now, it's important to know that by agreement, the exercise of God's judgment, which equally belong to God the Father and Jesus the Son, is given to Jesus. And God's will is that Jesus be honored from all people, and people will know that Jesus is God who took an additional nature, human nature, and came to our earth. And of course, Jesus came, subjected himself to God's authority and God's will, and worked in harmony with God. If you deny Jesus' divinity and that he is one in nature and essence with God, our Heavenly Father, and you deny that Jesus paid the penalty for your sins to save you, then you are not honoring Jesus. If you don't honor Jesus, then you are not honoring God, our Heavenly Father, who sent him. Okay. Because God sent Jesus and they are the same in nature, power, and will. So now it's important to pray that God will reveal to you this deep spiritual truth. Jesus and God and the Holy Spirit acts together in harmony to save people. This is very clear throughout the gospel. Save us from eternal separation from God and from punishment. Jesus said clearly, anyone who welcomes me, welcome the one who sent me. You read that in the gospel according to Jesus' disciple Matthew. Matthew chapter 10, verse 40. If Jesus the Son should be honored even as God the Father is honored, then Jesus must be God. Because to worship any creature is idolatry. Jesus Christ is to be honored even as the Father is honored. Therefore, Christ is not a creature. If you refuse to honor Jesus and obey him and believe in him as your only Savior, you will be disobeying God. If you reject Jesus' sacrifice for you, you will be rejecting what God has done for you. We read in the gospel that Jesus, the Son, radiates God's own glory and expresses the very character of God. Gospel according to Hebrews. Chapter 1, Jesus the Son is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of his being. My friend, Jesus perfectly mirrors God and is stamped with God's nature. Okay, now you have to make a decision. And I want to help you as much as I can, but you need to hear God speaking to you. God telling you, I love you. I came to you to rescue you. I sacrifice my life for you. Of course, only Jesus, physical human nature, died, but Jesus' divine nature never died. We believe, as the Bible reveals, God is the Father who sent Jesus, and he is the Holy Spirit. You can repeat this prayer after me if you mean it from your heart. If God spoke to you, don't postpone, don't resist. Just say this prayer after me. God, I didn't know that you love me that much, that you came to rescue me, to save me through Jesus' death and resurrection. God, I put my faith in Jesus by faith right now. He is my Savior. He paid the penalty for my sins. Jesus, come into my heart. I believe in you. I believe what the gospel said about you. Thank you, God, for loving me passionately and sacrificing for me. God, I want to live with you. I want to do what you want me to do. I want to live according to your will. Forgive me, God. I repent of my sins. I don't want to live far from you any longer. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. My friend, if you prayed this prayer, please contact me. Would love to congratulate you, send you some free materials, perhaps guide you to a church, good church close to you. Rest of my audience, pray with me that God will fill us with His Spirit and use our lives to help multitudes of people, including Muslims, enjoy His love and salvation through faith in Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray, God. Amen. I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer questions Muslims usually ask about our Christian faith and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, and attractive way to Muslims. God used the Glad News book to help thousands of Muslims become followers of Christ. You can read many testimonies on our website. Please buy as many Glad News books as you can. Keep one of them. Give one to your pastor and the others to the Muslims you will meet through divine appointments. I encourage you to believe that when you take actions and invest in our ministry, God will use your life to help so many Muslims spend eternity with Him. To order, call 714-514-2558. Again, 714-514-2558. God's grace with you. God's peace with you.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sammy Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sammy, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.